In October 2009, the U.S. Border Patrol fired a probationary employee, Brian Gonzalez, just before his two-year probationary period was up. He was terminated for the personal opinions he expressed several months earlier to a fellow officer. Gonzalez told his co-worker that the best way to reduce drug-related violence on the U.S.-Mexico border was by legalizing narcotics. He also stated that as a Mexican-American, he understood why many Mexicans felt they had no choice but to try to enter the U.S. without documents in search of jobs. On January 20th of this year, the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico filed a lawsuit against the Border Patrol for firing Gonzalez on the basis of his personal beliefs expressed in a casual conversation rather than his job performance. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP, is supporting Gonzalez. The group is made up of 30,000 mostly retired police, judges, prosecutors, and others who believe the U.S. drug war, which was launched in June 1971, has been an expensive failure and that legalizing and taxing drugs would reduce violence. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhu spoke with Terry Nelson, a retired U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent who spent 30 years fighting the drug war in the U.S.-Mexico border and throughout Central and South America. He discusses the cost of the drug war in terms of lives ruined and tax dollars expended, while offering an alternative vision for reform.
For example, we spent a little over $7 billion on Plan Colombia to eradicate the cocoa crop. At the end of the program, the vice president of Colombia announced that cocoa production was up 27%. And instead of lowering the production, it actually raised it. We get about 16 to 17% of the narcotics that's being shipped to us. We interdict that much. The rest of it gets through. So let's say, for example, we got 50% of the narcotics that are coming through. All that would do is drive up the price on the remaining 50% and increase the violence because the trade routes would be more lucrative. So it's a hamster wheel. You get on it, you can't get off that way. So LEAP's position is that we need to change our total strategy from one of interdiction and prohibition of the narcotics to legalization, whereas you have a chance to regulate and control the distribution of manufacture and who can buy it, who can sell it, and you take the criminal cartels and drug gangs out of the matrix. Now, we acknowledge that this doesn't fix our drug problem. This fixes the crime and violence problem and the 30,000 lives that have been lost in Mexico in the last 3.5 years. We do away with most of the violence, not all of them, but, you know, probably 80% of the violence we'll do away with. Our drug problem is a social problem and a medical problem, best dealt with through education. And when you fall through the cracks, you become addicted or you start abusing certain drugs, and you need medical care to cure yourself from it. Putting a person in prison doesn't cure their addiction. It just postpones it till they get back out. Plus, it also puts him in contact with true criminals that are in there for violent reasons. So we think it's a hamster wheel, and the best way would be to legalize it, regulate and control it, educate and treat. And the places that's done it, i.e. Portugal, they just released a 10-year study where they decriminalized all drugs. They didn't legalize them because of the United Nations treaties that we have with the whole world. But they have half the drug use in Portugal that the surrounding countries in Europe do and what we have here in the United States. Ironically, the countries with the harshest penalties, Britain and America, have the highest drug use. So you see what we're basing our argument on is it would be certainly more humane because we put 2.2 million people in prison each year, and 1.8 million of those are nonviolent drug offenders, of which 800 and some odd thousand are marijuana possession alone. And the government has no issue prosecuting you, convicting you, and then sending you to a treatment center. Let's just do away with that conviction because you can get over an addiction. You will never get over a conviction. It follows you the rest of your life. If you don't give them this felony sentence, then you can treat them and you make them well and they can go out and start paying taxes on a higher salary and they're not a drain on society, then become a plus to society.
Terry Nelson, just about every state and the federal government are facing huge budget holes this year. Even if we didn't legalize and therefore tax drugs, just ending the mass incarceration of nonviolent drug offenders would save billions of dollars. Do you think the budget crisis will help your cause?
Well, we've always believed that there would be a watershed event that came along that really pushed our movement forward very rapidly, and the collapse of the economy is one of them. But we spend around $70 billion a year prosecuting the drug war, the people putting in jail, the $30,000 a year to keep a person in jail, the court costs, the police costs, the overtime costs, all this stuff. So that's about $70 billion right there. And Jeffrey Mierden, the Harvard professor, economics professor, guesstimated we could make probably $17 to $20 billion in tax revenue off of taxing it. But just the social savings alone would be phenomenal.
There's a debate in some circles, you know, between those who support decriminalization or medicalization, but not legalization. Why does LEAP support legalization, which I guess is the most extreme of these options?
Because decriminalization doesn't fix the core problem, which is the drug cartels and criminal street gangs that control the distribution. They're the violent ones, not the users. It's not just America that has this. This is a global problem. In America, we have a very low death rate compared to other parts of the world. We have like 9 per 100,000 here, and Jamaica has 38, 39 per 100,000. And remember, 30,000 people have been killed in Mexico in the last 3.5 years since Plan Medi that went into effect. LEAP has members in 90 different countries in the world, by the way. So, you know, we have people on the streets telling us what's going on there. We understand the global effects of this drug war. And so even if we could manage to control the intake here in America to some extent, it would just push it up in other parts of the world. So you haven't fixed the problem. You put a Band-Aid on this area. And believe me, once they start tightening down over there, the bleeding effect will come into play, and the usage will come back here once you gear down a little bit. So you need to fix the problem.
That was Terry Nelson of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. This interview was originally broadcast on Between the Lines in February. For more information on the work of LEAP, visit our website at btlonline.org.